Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 6th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version. We're in the book of John today, John chapter 13, verses 1 through 20. Over the last few weeks, we've been listening to and reading about Jesus' life and how he is the fulfillment of the one who was to come, the covenant blessing, the covenant promise. And today we're going to read about Jesus washing the disciples' feet as he sets them on a trajectory of service in the kingdom. As I read, I pray that the Lord would just give us awareness of his presence. I'm going to read slowly and pray that the Lord would help us to internalize his word today and that it would be like good medicine for us. John chapter 13, beginning in verse 1 and going through verse 20. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not every one was clean." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. I am not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen, but this is to fulfill the passage of Scripture. He who shared my bread has turned against me. I am telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am. Very truly I tell you, whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me, and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks so much for listening along as we read God's word together. I have a little collection of prayer cards on my table, and one of them is a prayer for service. And I want to pray it with you today as we close the podcast. Lord Christ, you who mended bodies, washed feet, touched the untouchables, ate with the undesirables, taught the many, multiplied the few, freed the captives, nurtured the little ones, cast out demons, healed the sick, wept openly, shared liberally, and loved freely. Help me to be like you so that I might serve others today as you have graciously served me. In your name I pray. Amen.